Hello, all my perverts. It's a pervy rambling, one of your favorites, where I just ramble on about things that have been turning me on lately. So, one thing I wanted to bring up is something I mentioned in a previous pervy rambling. I mentioned how I was on a phone sex call and this guy was so curious about what a baby pussy looked like because he had never seen one. And he wanted a size comparison, so I gave him the ping pong ball example. You know, if you just made a slit, excuse me, in the ping pong ball, that would be the baby pussy. So I had one of you pervs take a picture of his cock next to a ping pong ball that was slit down the middle. And holy fuck, I was so proud of that comparison because seeing the cock next to that ping pong ball, oh my God. Wow. Wow, to really think about, you know, in my audios where I talk about stuffing your cock in something so tiny, holy shit, it just drives me wild. It drove me even more wild to see that visual. It was amazing. Okay, so the other thing I wanted to bring up is in the bedroom, I talked about going to the fair, right? I went to the county fair and, you know, I did a lot of people watching because I don't ride rides. I'm scared of them. So I did a lot of sitting there and watching. So, and I love to people watch. And I'm going to admit that I loved looking at the middle school girls. That's what I would guess they were at. So we're talking anywhere from like 12 to 13. I wouldn't give them any more than that, 12 or 13. I loved watching them. There was a group of them. They were all wearing the same skirt. It was really cute. Like they all had on a white top and they all had this tiny little skirt and all of them were different color skirts. But, oh my God. Let me tell you, I felt like a pervert. I felt like a straight up pervert because I was mesmerized at these little skirts. They were really interesting. I would compare them to a typical cheerleading skirt, but, you know, very thin cotton material. And they were very short. And they were just prancing around back and forth. They were walking around so much. And they looked so fucking beautiful. They looked so pretty. Oh, my God. And, yeah, I was just sitting there perving. And, of course, you know, if you know me, you know, so I'm looking at them. And then I would also look around to the people that were around me looking for any men that were also staring. And there were. There definitely were. And then, I was perving visually on some middle schoolers. And, they were hot. They really were hot. And that brought me also to something that I came to the conclusion about is that if you were to ask me, well, okay, let me set it up this way. If you said, okay, Beatrix, I can snap my fingers and for one time, me and you can fuck anyone we want at any age. And nothing will happen. It's not illegal. It's just this little magic thing I can do. I can just snap my fingers. We have sex with her. And that's that, right? So you know, so in that instance where I could literally be able to fuck a girl and, you know, no consequences, no nothing. And if you were to ask me, how old is she going to be? You know, so realistically, if I'm being forced, if I'm being forced to fuck someone, I would say I would most be attracted to a girl that age that I mentioned, 12, 13, because I like how they're just developing, but I also like how young they still look. But I love those freshly developed curves. I just think they're so fucking cute. I mean, they're just like little dolls. I love it. But if you were to ask me, okay, Beatrix, in fantasy, what's your favorite age to do? And I'm going to say something way, way younger, because it's more exciting. It's more thrilling to think about. And even see, when I started doing age play audios, I used to have a limit, and it was like not a limit per se. Well, I mean, it was a limit, but it was what I did is I defined it like it wasn't a limit. It was like a preference, I guess. And so, yeah, it was like more like a preference. Now, I thought when I first started doing age play audios, I thought my preference would be school age and above. So starting at kindergarten and above, right? So then I kind of removed that because I started learning, you know, I would do these audios and nothing offended me. So I just stripped all that away and I said, I'm no limits. And so it surprises me. I continuously get surprised when I do audios with like babies and like toddlers that I find it hot. Like a recent one, the one I did, I think I called it Daddy's Cock Doll, the guy with the Prince Albert piercing with the milk tube going through it. For me, that was one of the hottest audios I have ever made because it was just so fucking like crazy and obscene to think about a little baby sucking cock. Like, I can't get over that. And anytime I do calls and audios where we're talking about babies, I'm just like, oh. I'm so, it thrills me so much. It thrills me so much, which all boils down to, I love the taboo aspect of it. It's so fucked up and it's so obscene. And that's what I love about it. All that to say is that if I do have like an actual physical preference, it would be that 12, 13 age. I find it so cute. And then in my mind, for the sake of audios, I would say anything below those ages. Anything below, like 10 and below, all the way to 0, I find that hot. Another thing I wanted to bring up. Well, first of all, if you're in the Telegram bedroom, how amazing is Katie Cat? Not Katie Starling, by the way. I'm tired of saying that. It's not Katie Starling. It's Katie Cat. She is so wonderful. If you haven't scheduled a call with her, do it. Because I'm hearing from perverts that she is doing like such an amazing job and she's really good at it. So yeah, book her. But yeah, you might have heard our audio together. Perv had commissioned us to look at some Instagram and just kind of do an improv on what we were seeing, right? So we did that, and you can listen to it in the vault. I'm sure you have, because why wouldn't you? But something that truly surprised me. Oh, and before I go into that, I want to preface this by saying I didn't prep Katie with much. I told her the guy that ordered. I told her about his triggers. I gave her general direction, like this is what he requested. But we did not plan hardly anything. Nothing, really. We didn't plan anything. I just had Instagram links. So everything we were saying just came from our mind and our mouth, right? So one thing that surprised me is, and you'll hear it in the audio, you'll hear where I pull up a link and I'm like, she's boring. Let's move on to the next one. It was because they were probably I would say anywhere from 8 to 10, and it just wasn't exciting. I wanted to look at the smaller ones. I'm a fucking pervert. I am a straight up pervert because her and I, we were most attracted to the tiny ones, like kindergarten, first grade. You see how I'm talking about that, like real softly, like it's a secret, because I feel like such a pervert about it. But you know, I'm going to own that shit. I'm totally owning it, but I'm just like, oh my God. Yeah, that was a proof that I am a pervert. I am a straight up pervert that the 10-year-olds were not exciting for me. Straight up pervert. And I'll tell you another thing that also surprised me. I questioned if I brought this up on the last one, so I'm sorry if this is a repeat, but I was talking with a pervert. Well, it was a silent call, but he was, you know, typing back at me, and what he likes to do is send me Instagram links to look at, and I just, you know, dirty talk about him. So he was sending all these ones, and there was this one he sent where the girl was just, the little girl, she was probably like 7 or something. She was not cute at all. She was really ugly. I mean, she was straight up ugly. And like my instinct was, I felt annoyed that she was ugly, not annoyed at him, but annoyed at her. And so I got kind of sadistic. I talked about, well, since she's, oh, I got a call. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. I love guys that call me for the first time and hearing them, you know, skirt around things that they really want to talk about. It's so cute. I'm like, sweetie, just let it all out to me. You can offend me. So anyways, the ugly girl. Yeah, I can't remember exactly what I said I would do to her, but my natural instinct was, since she was an ugly little girl, I wanted to be so sadistic to her. I wanted to, like, I think I talked about pissing on her and him pissing on her. Like, so that's my thing now, I guess, is if in an audio or whatever, in a fantasy, if a little girl is ugly, I just want to fucking abuse her. I want to tell her how ugly she is. I want to show her what ugly girls get. They get abuse from me. So fucked up, isn't it? But hello, if you're going to be a little girl, you better be pretty and cute. I mean, that's the whole point, right? You guys want to fuck something pretty and cute. You don't want to fuck some ugly little girl. All right. Well, that is it for pervy rambling. My dear perverts, I love you. Bye-bye.